Hello. Have you ever thought, man, I wish I had more joy in my life, and I also wish I could speak Portuguese better? Well, hello there. My name is André Barbosa, and here at RLP, our aim is to make you learn Portuguese in a fun and easy way, and also make your life more joyful. How can we do that? Well, we make jokes, we say cheesy stuff, and we make weird intros for some of our podcasts, like this one. So, enjoy your podcast. You're about to learn a brand new expression that you're surely gonna use in one of your Portuguese conversations. I believe in you. You can do it. You can do it. Yes, you can. Okay, I'll let you listen to the episode now. Goodbye. Hey, everybody, what's up?
Muito engraçado.
Hey everybody, what's up?
Hey everyone.
So, how are you doing today, Guilherme?
I have a cold.
Oh, no.
Yes, I'm having a little difficulty.
With what?
To speak, to eat, to sleep, everything.
Gosh. Well, but as Freddie Mercury used to say, show must go on.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Not as good as you, you know.
Well, but let's go. So today we have another expression to teach you guys, and the expression is...
Até que enfim.
Okay, até que enfim. Até que enfim. So, Guilherme, in what kind of situation... you would use this expression, até que enfim.
For example, you are outside of your girlfriend's house and you are waiting for her and she's taking so long to get out. And when she finally gets out, you say, até que enfim.
Okay, that's a good example. So, até que enfim means?
Finally.
Yeah, finally. So, another example would be... a boy that is dating a girl for 10 years.
Oh, 10 years.
And I know people like this.
Yeah, I know a lot of friends of mine.
And he never talks getting married or something like that, but suddenly they get married. Then you could say to your friend, até que enfim, hein, se casou. So finally you got married. Yeah, so Guilherme, when you finally get your girlfriend, the right one, the chosen one, and you get married, I'm gonna say to you, até que enfim, hein, cara?
Yeah, I'm looking for